Tenali Bali.
It's time for a story. A time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Sad Queen and the Tickler by Phumlani Mavimbela. Imagine a world with no smiles or laughter. What kind of world would that be? Can you imagine not smiling and laughing? Well, this is the story of a queen who never smiled. Let's listen. There was once a sad queen who always had a frown on her face. Nothing made her smile, not even cake. And cake made everyone smile. The queen was wealthy and had many cows that she had received as lobola for her daughter. But even that was not enough to turn her frown into a smile. Every morning when the queen sat at the table, she barely touched her food. She did not speak to anyone, not even to the talkative king. And everyone spoke to the king. When the Inyanga the healer came to examine the queen, he decided she had a condition called Nimu. He said it made one's face look sad when you said that word slowly.
Is there a way to cure her?
Asked the king.
Have you tried giving her cake?
Asked the Inyanga.
Yes, we have many times, but she just frowns at it.
Answered the king.
That is terrible. No one frowns at cake.
Well, that's what I thought too.
The Inyanga pondered this.
Then we will have to call the Tickler. She will have the queen smiling in no time.
It was yet another blue Monday for the sad queen when the Tickler came rattling in with all sorts of colorful toy-like objects.
What are all these ridiculous things you bring to my kingdom?
Asked the king.
You mean these beauties?
Said the Tickler.
These are my kittings.
What a strange name,
said the king.
Oh, I call them that because kitting is the sound they make if they are used together. Now, tell me, what is the matter with the queen?
Well, she is sad. She has been sad for 6 years, 8 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days.
Explained the king.
Do you think you can help?
The Tickler pulled a big trumpet out of her tiny pocket and blew it near the queen's ear. But instead of a trumpety peep, 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 the trumpet burped. The king thought this was very funny. He laughed. Even the sour-looking guards giggled. But not the sad queen. In fact, she just looked sadder than before.
Well, that's quite an odd trumpet you have there,
laughed the king.
Oh, this is a trump burp. It's my funniest kitting. Or at least I thought it was. But it has not stopped the queen from frowning.
Then the Tickler reached into her bag and pulled out a tiny feather, the size of her smallest finger.
This is sure to work.
She tested the feather on the king.
What are you doing?
It only took a little wiggle of the feather on the end of his nose for the king to start giggling.
Now let's try that on the sad queen.
So the Tickler wiggled the feather on the end of the queen's nose. Nothing. Not even a silly little smile. Instead, the queen just sighed.
Oh, dear. This is never never happened before. The giggly feather has never failed.
The tickler looked worried.
Are you sure the queen is just sad and not ill?
She's definitely sad,
said the king.
Look at her. She always has a frown and her hand is always resting against her cheek. And she's always sighing.
Oh, then I had better try one more ka-ting-ka-ting.
She reached into her bag and pulled out a ball of dough.
Where is your kitchen?
The royal guards showed the tickler where the kitchen was, and there she used her ball of dough to bake a pie. It smelled quite different from any pie that the guards had ever smelled before.
What's wrong with your pie?
Asked one of the guards.
It smells like my favorite dish, amazi, that my gogo used to make.
There is nothing wrong with the pie. It's a happy pie. It smells different to everyone because it smells like whatever makes you happy.
The tickler cut a large slice of pie and presented it to her said royal highness. When the queen sniffed the pleasant hot smell, the queen took a little bite and burst into tears.
Now look, tickler, you've made things worse.
Look again.
The king looked at the queen. She was smiling and in tears.
Those tears are tears of happiness.
The queen scooped bite after bite of the pie into her mouth.
I've been so sad. And I miss my daughter so very much.
As she ate, she explained that the pie reminded her of her daughter, whom she missed terribly. Soon the queen had eaten the whole pie. It was so scrumptious that she even licked the plate. The king was so happy to see his wife smiling again after 6 years, 8 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days. The next morning, the king and the not-so-sad queen visited their daughter. They found out that the princess had also been sad because she was apart from her parents. So, from then on, they visited each other often. The queen was once again a happy queen, especially when she saw cake. And all because of the clever tickler.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, told by Sindiwe Magona with Diane Simpson and Leon Fisser, produced by Vian Fenter. Did you know, reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.